Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. It's Tuesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 4 in the church calendar, as we are living out the holy days that we have lived through this year. If you do have a prayer request, please go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. I believe in the blood of Jesus that washes white as snow. I believe in the power of the gospel still makes the broken whole. I believe that the curse of sin was broken when they rolled away that stone. I believe. As I bow before you, Lord, I will rise in confidence. I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. And no matter where I go, no matter where I've been, I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. I believe that the walls will start falling when we fall down on our knees. I believe that the lame will go walking and the blind are gonna see. I believe that the gates of hell tremble when the church begins to sing. I believe. As I bow before you, Lord, I will rise in confidence. I will see your goodness, Lord, the land I'm living in. And no matter where I go, and no matter where I've been, I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. So sing it to the daughter. Sing it to the sons, to every generation. Look at what the Lord has done. Sing it to the darkness, that the light has come. Sing it to the nations. Look at what the Lord has done. Sing it to the daughters. Sing it to the sons. To every generation, look at what the Lord has done. Sing it to the darkness, that the light has come. Sing it to the nations, look at what the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord has done. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. As I bow before you, Lord, I will rise in confidence. I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. And no matter where I go, no matter where I've been, I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you on this day. Your goodness and mercy have followed us all the days of our lives to this moment right now, here before you, setting aside this time as holy, marking time with your story, God. Praying, singing, reading your word, but just sitting before you and listening and waiting. They that wait upon the Lord will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Psalm 45. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace, since God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your side, you mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously in the cause of truth, humility, and justice. Let your right hand achieve awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From palaces adorned with ivory, the music of the strings makes you glad. Daughters of kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir. Listen, daughter, and pay careful attention. Forget your people and your father's house. Let the king be enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The city of Tyre will come with a gift. People of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions follow her, those brought to be with her. Led in with joy and gladness, they enter the palace of the king. Your sons will take the place of your fathers, and you will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory through all generations. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever.
My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. As I recite my verses for the king, as I sing my song for you, Jesus, ruler of everything. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is 2 Corinthians 6, 3 through 13. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children, open wide your hearts also.
Having nothing, yet possessing everything. Having nothing, yet possessing everything. Having nothing, yet possessing everything. Jesus, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Tuesday of ordinary time, proper four. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us, your servants, grace by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship, and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lead us in a time of guided prayer. Give us prompts. Continue to play. Pray specifically by name. Say the names before the throne of grace. Begin with your own hearts. Joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations, whatever it is. Lift your own heart up before the Lord. Families, immediate family, extended family, pray for those whom the Lord has placed you in the center of, whatever that means in your life today. anything, but we have everything because of you.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, your mind, your tongue, say their names. Those who curse us, as Jesus commanded. I'm going to pray today for those who are struggling financially, who literally may have nothing, God. Remind them that they have everything in you, and Lord, provide their needs from unexpected places, God. May they be able to pay all their bills, rent, food, in the name of Jesus. Provide, show your glory, Lord, show your power in the name of Jesus.
We may have nothing, yet we possess everything.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen.